God bless you. Apostle Rich Thomas back again, and I just finished the message, and I'm going to go right with this other one. I have separated them out. I just finished the message, and I highly recommend that you listen to it. 2 Timothy chapter 3, difficult times will come. I highly recommend you listen to that message. It'll kind of parallel with this particular message. The message that I want to bring right now is out of 2 Timothy chapter 4, and the Amplified Bible again. Preach the word. Preach the word. Now I'm going to bring this out of the Amplified Bible. We are told to read the scriptures, amen, a personal reading, but also reading to all the people. Now, in our churches in Haiti, this is a regular habit, and I know in other churches around the world, where you pick up the Bible and you read right from the Word to the whole congregation. What a novel idea. And it's something that we're instructed to do. But let me continue. Let me just get on with this message. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. He says, I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus and in Messiah Yeshua, who is to judge the living and the dead by his appearing and his kingdom. Verse 2. Preach the word as an official messenger. Be ready when the time is right and even when it is not. Other translators say, be instant in season and out. Be instant to bring the word whether they'll receive it, and be instant to bring the word even if they won't receive it. And here the Amplified says, keep your sense of urgency. Beloved brethren, that's what I want to say. And we're going to see here what in the word we should be doing. Amen? What our job description is, what our witness should entail, what should be the aspects of our witness. We hear many things today, but what they do is they take away from the whole counsel of God. We should be bringing the people the whole counsel of God. Amen? From repentance to judgment and everything in between. Preach the word as an official ambassador, a herald of the king, the imperial herald of the king, as an ambassador of Messiah, amen, an ambassador of Christ, as a spokesman who sent out from one kingdom to the other kingdoms, to the other nations, to the other kings and lords and rulers and governors and peoples. As in his stead, as his ambassador, amen, as his herald, as his imperial herald, and tell them what thus saith the king, the King of Kings, your Lord, the Lord of all lords, the one who has defeated all opposition and soon will demonstrate it, bringing all enemies and all wickedness under his feet. You see, they have but a short period of time to be reconciled to him or face the consequences of their rebellion, of their iniquity, of their practicing lawlessness, which is against his kingdom. Time is running out. So preach the word as his official messenger. Beloved brethren, it's time to redouble our efforts. Amen? And I speak to my fellow Americans, those privileged to have been born in this nation, even those who God has sent to this nation in order to turn this nation back to God. It's time to redouble our efforts. Amen? It's time to press in with the Lord and call out on the Lord and proclaim in the Lord. that the Lord would again have mercy on this nation, again send a great awakening to this nation, that the Lord again would outpour of His Spirit in mercy, even grace and supplication and mercy upon this nation. One more time. We must preach the word. So preach the word as His official messenger. Be ready when the time is right and even when it is not. Keep your sense of urgency. Keep your sense of urgency. When you look at the signs of the times, they're not meant to depress. They're not meant to magnify darkness. They're meant to signal the time is at hand, the end is at hand, the end of the age, the end of the ability of men to turn to God in repentance, the end of the time to be reconciled to God, the end of the space of time whereby men can run to God for mercy before His wrath comes upon them. Keep your sense of urgency. These things were written beforehand that we not fear. These things were written beforehand to tell us, so we'll know the times and the seasons, so that we'll have a sense of urgency, a sense of urgency to speak to the people. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent to God and put your faith and trust in Jesus, so that we will not shun from declaring the whole counsel of God. Beloved, we have to unfurl the sails of our spirit, that the Spirit of God can blow through us with the whole counsel of God to the people. We are to bring the word in season and out of season, whether they'll receive it, whether they won't. Our responsibility to the living God, to the Lord Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, is to bring the word of the Lord to the people, that which is written, that which is in the scriptures. That's what says how to be reconciled to God. We go on, preach the word as His official messenger. Keep your sense of urgency. Whether the opportunity seems to be favorable or unfavorable, whether convenient or inconvenient, whether welcome or unwelcome. Amen. And then he goes on, the Amplified describes further, what will that include? Whether they welcome it or not, whether it's convenient or not, whether they, it seems like a favorable time to do it or whether it doesn't, whether they'll receive it or whether they won't, bring the word of the living God. Correct. The first thing, correct those who err in doctrine or behavior. This is the Amplified Bible. Correct those who err in doctrine or behavior. Warn those who sin. Exhort and encourage those who are growing towards spiritual maturity with inexhaustible patience and faithful teaching. Faithful to what is written. Now, think about this. Correct those who err in doctrine or behavior. Warn those and exhort those who sin to turn from sin. Right? Correct those who err in doctrine and behavior. Correct them. Tell them, no, this is how you live. Amen? Warn those who sin. No, you've got to repent. You've got to change your mind and your actions and your direction and not sin, but rather practice righteousness. And exhort and encourage. Now those who are on the right track, who don't need maybe correction, or warning. That's where our exhortation and our encouragement comes. We got it backwards. We think, in America, we exhort and encourage those who are sinning. That we exhort and encourage practicing sinners. That we exhort and encourage heresies and apostasies. We think love, we'll encourage them in love. And we're going to, no, you're leaving them on a pathway to hell. That's not God's love. He didn't leave us in a pathway to hell. He didn't leave us in a pathway to hell. Agape love must take action. Faith without action is dead. Faith without works is dead. Faith works through love. Amen? You've got to love them more than you love yourself, or you won't warn them. You've got to love them more than you love yourself, or you won't correct them. But God does. Agape God does warn them, does correct them, us. Amen? If the Lord doesn't chasten, if the Lord doesn't correct, you're illegitimate, you're not His. Right? Hebrews. The letter to the Hebrews. Amen? Illegitimate. So, whether the opportunity seems to be favorable or unfavorable, whether convenient or inconvenient, whether welcome or unwelcome, correct those who err in doctrine or behavior. Warn those who sin. Exhort and encourage those who are growing towards spiritual maturity. With inexhaustible patience, it means long burning. We got to be long burning. We got to keep stoked, keep on doing it. Amen? And faithful teaching. The word of truth is the faithful teaching. And he says, why? Now he's going to give symptoms of the hour. For the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine. Now, that's not all people, but there's a time coming, and now is, that people won't even tolerate sound doctrine and accurate instruction that challenges them with God's truth. That's why God already said, this is what you do, because this is what's going to happen. This is what you do. Preach the word. Ready in season and out. Correct them, warn them, exhort them, encourage them. Because if you don't, some of these are going to be taken away where they won't even tolerate sound doctrine, wholesome doctrine, the doctrine that heals, the doctrine that reconciles them to God. The doctrine that lets them walk in the anointing in the person of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The time will come when people not tolerate sound doctrine and accurate instruction that challenges them with God's truth. But wanting to have their ears tickled, itching ears, with something that pleases them, they will accumulate for themselves many teachers, one after another, chosen to satisfy their own desires and to support the errors that they hold. They will end up turning to people that will tell them whatever they want to hear. People that will approve of whatever they're doing in sin. Approving of any of their opinions they have. So how do you counteract that? How do you preserve people against that? You do the first part that we talked about. Preach the word in season out. Whether they'll receive it, whether they won't. Whether they want it, whether they don't. Whether they're ready for it, whether they won't. Correct them, rebuke them with all long-suffering in doctrine. Amen. Warn them, exhort them. Amen. So, if we don't, or if we lighten up instead of redouble our efforts, they will bring the teachers to them that will support their own errors of their own ways. And we know from Galatians 5, heresies will not inherit the kingdom of God. And we know from the Bible, 2 Thessalonians 2, that at the end of the age, around the time of the coming of Christ, there will be a great falling away. Some translators say rebellion, some say a great rebellion. The word apostasy, away from the faith. They will leave the apopistis. They will leave the faith. They will leave the faith that once was once for all, Jude, the first verses there. The faith that has been our common faith that has been once for all delivered to the saints. Our faith is not in an evolution. Our faith is not changing. Our faith is delivered. It is written in the scriptures. It's in the book. That is the faith. It does not change with the times. It does not change because society changed. It does not change because men want to get lawless. And it does not change just because they hire their own teachers and they give offerings to their own itchy-ear teachers. It does not change the faith. Just because they have big numbers in a church does not necessarily mean that they're walking in the faith, that the faith is being taught there. Let's not be deceived. They will turn their ears away from the truth of the word. Remember, the word is truth. Jesus is the word. In the volume of the book, it is written of him. He's all the word. The word is truth. The word came out the book, took on a fleshly body, and walked amongst men. Amen. Yeshua, Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah. Amen. And that same word, when paid the penalty for the iniquity, for the transgressions against God, for the lawlessness, the rebellion against God, all we like sheep have gone astray, and the Lord laid on him, Jesus, the iniquity of us all, so that anybody who will repent to God, put faith in Yeshua, Messiah, Jesus the Christ, amen, will be justified from transgressions, lawlessness, and iniquity, be given by faith the gift of right standing with God, can be reconciled to God, enter in with God. The promise, the promise of the Holy Spirit promised in Joel the prophet and promised again through Peter's first message in Jerusalem. The Holy Spirit will then come and empower them to live the life for God. And all this is done by grace through faith in him, Yeshua Messiah. And verse 4 says, at the end of days, they'll have their own false teachers. They'll hire their own false teachers. They'll bring all this garbage in, and they will turn their ears away from the truth. Remember, the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. The Spirit of Truth. They'll turn away from the truth and will wander off into myths, make-believe stories, make-believe teachings, make-believe things. They may sound like fancy stories and nice stuff, but they have no foundation in the scriptures. Into myths and man-made fictions. Fairy tales. Not true. They will accept the unacceptable. That's the Amplified Bible. Think about today. All the LGBT, all the homosex stuff, all the rest of this. Abortion on demand. Right? The shedding of innocent blood. I mean, there's a curse to the third and fourth generation. The abomination of homosexuality and going after strange flesh. Already decided by God. He had judged it already in Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities. He already said his answer. He will rain down fire on that place and burn it to ashes. The judgment's already written. Amen? One way out. Repent. Repent to God. Put your faith and trust in Jesus. Change your mind, change your direction, and go after him. They will turn their ears away from the truth. They will wander off into myths and man-made fictions. And they will accept the unacceptable. They will accept that strange flesh. Jude talked about it. The Apostle Peter talked about it. The special messenger, Peter, talked about it. The special messenger, Paul, talked about it. The special messenger, Jude, talked about it. Talked about sodomy, talked about Sodom and Gomorrah, talked about going after strange flesh, talked about the written judgment, that it's already been judged, it's already been decided. Verse 5, he goes on and he tells us, But as for you, be clear-headed in every situation. Stay calm and cool and steady. Endure every hardship without flinching. Do the work of an evangelist. Here it means be the proclaimer of the good news and Messiah, Yeshua. Right? A proclaimer of the good news in Christ Jesus. As Isaiah the prophet said in chapter 53, he who knew no sin became our sin, as the Apostle Paul said. But he took our iniquity. All we like sheep, Isaiah 53, all we like sheep have gone astray. Each has turned to his own way. See? And the Lord laid on him, Yeshua, the Lamb of God, the rebellion of us all. You see, apostasy is rebellion. Apostasy is someone who turned from the rebellion, but now is turned back to rebellion. Twice dead, pulled up from the roots. Be damned forever, and their judgment will be greater. But as for you, be clear-headed. That's why you gotta warn them. That's why you must correct them. You must warn them. You must do everything in your power to keep them in the faith of God. Keep them, thereby keeping them in the love of God. Amen? Under His love, under His umbrella, under His protection. Verse 5, but as for you, be clear-headed in every situation. Stay calm and cool and steady. Endure every hardship without flinching. Do the work of an evangelist. Preach the good news. Preach the reconciliation in Jesus. Amen. Corinthians 5. That reconciliation in Jesus. Because we know the terror of the Lord that's coming. We persuade men, male and female, be reconciled to God. Jesus, Yeshua, Messiah, according to the predestined plan of God from the beginning, became the sacrificial Passover lamb, where the shed blood paid for our sins, that God would pass over us and not bring wrath and eternal death upon us and torment in the place of damnation. Preach the good news. Do the work of an evangelist, right? The proclaimer of good tidings, no matter your position. Be that witness. Be that apostle working the evangelism. Don't forget the proclaiming. Be that prophet continually proclaiming the good news in Messiah Yeshua. Be that evangelist proclaiming the good news in Jesus the Messiah. Be that teacher teaching about the good news in Messiah. Amen. Be that pastor guiding, shepherding, guarding, feeding the flock the good news in Messiah. Don't neglect that proclaiming of the good news that is entered into by repentance. By repentance. Luke chapter 13, Jesus said, unless you repent, you will perish. Twice in 5 verses. When Jesus came on the scene, he proclaimed, repent and believe the good news. Amen. This is Apostle Rich Thomas. This message, 2 Timothy 4, preach the word. Believers, beloved, we must redouble our efforts to witness these truths to the people. We must redouble our efforts to preach the word. We must redouble our efforts to teach the word, witness the word, proclaim the word, pray the word, preach the word, teach the word. God bless. Apostle Rich Thomas. I'll see you next time. This is the end of this message, and we'll see you again. God bless you.